Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, if you get Aslan Roars, then there was a prophetic word that went out today and then also a devotional. And so you'll get to hear a little bit of this for the third time. But I believe it's something the Lord's really saying in our day. This is from Ezekiel chapter 47, speaking of the work of the Holy Spirit. Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house towards the east. For the house faced east, which is always prophetically about Jesus. And the water, the Holy Spirit, was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south of the altar. And he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate by way of the gate that faces east. And behold, water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he led me through the water, water reaching the ankles. And again he led measured 1,000 and led me through the water and water reaching the knees. And again he measured 1,000 cubits. And led me through the water, water reaching the loins. And again he measured 1,000. It was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen. Enough water to swim in, a river that could not be forded. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me back to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river, there were many trees on the one side or on the other. He said to me, these waters go out towards the eastern region and down into Araba, which is a desert land. And then they go towards the sea, being made to flow into the sea, and the waters of the sea become fresh or alive, living waters. And it will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live. And there will be very many fish, for these waters will go there, and the others become alive. So everything will live where the river goes. And it will come about that the fishermen will stand beside it from Engedi to Engelium. There will be a place for the spreading of nets, and their fish will be according to their kinds, like the fish of the great sea, very many. But its swamps and marshes will become fresh and alive, and they will be left for salt. But by the river on its bank, on the one side on the other, will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail. They will bear every month because the waters that flow from the sanctuary and their fruit from food will be for food and their leaves for healing. That's been one of my favorite scriptures for many years. And that's really from the place where I personally am always praying. I will again today, calling forth what God's doing in Selma to full maturity. We're grateful for ankle-deep water or for knee-deep water or for waist-deep water, but what God promised prophetically is a river of water to swim in. The difference between ankle-deep water and knee-deep water and waist-deep water and a river, a torrent to swim in, is levels of control. The more shallow the water, the easier it is to control. But when the water gets deeper, you get in over your head. And the river, the torrents of the river, is the one that's now in control. The Western church loves to be in control. The Western church mostly operates out of our heads. And to get in over your head means that you're no longer operating based on reason and logic and intellect. It's not that we throw our heads away or our minds away, but there's a difference between operating, and we've mentioned this before, out of earth's report or heaven's report. Jesus was very intelligent, but Jesus bore witness of what he saw and heard. He lived by heaven's report of what reality was and what to expect in the next thing or the future or what's going on around him. To move in the river of the Holy Spirit is to move in that place where you're now being governed by the reasoning of heaven, the mind of Christ. And he's now in control. Now, if you've been around CGK for a while, this is a scripture the Lord gave me a few years ago when what I'm about to say to you. When CTK first started, that was one of the scriptures I shared. But what I'm going to say, I was standing in Africa watching God do some amazing miracles. And as I was watching it happen in front of me, I'm quietly crying out to God, God, I want to see. I want to go farther in the anointing so that when I come back to the States, we see the same kind of manifestation of you setting people free from the oppression of the enemy. We see more signs and wonders of your power and anointing. Like it says, that when there's a river, when there's the river of the Holy Spirit, the torrents of the Holy Spirit, there's a great harvest of fish. There's 12-month fruitfulness, and there's healings in the leaves. There's just this supernatural expression of the power and the anointing of God. And I'm saying, God, I want to go farther in that. Here in Africa, but at home and more consistently. And I want to be able to help others go farther as a teacher, as a pastor. And that's when the Lord spoke those words to me and reminded me of that scripture. When I was standing there, I was thinking, well, every time he took the line and measured 1,000 cubits, the farther he went, the water got deeper. And then the Lord said, Chuck, if you want to go farther, you got to go deeper. If you want to go farther in the anointing, it doesn't just come by getting zapped at some charismatic meeting. If you want to go farther, you're going to have to go deeper in accelerated intimacy in my presence. There are no shortcuts. Now, we always want shortcuts, don't we? Our culture has become more that way than ever before. I mean, we want a drive-through anointing. You know? But it doesn't happen that way in a sustainable fashion. And so when I knew what he was saying, he said, Chuck, you're going to have to just do that. But here's a term that Heidi Baker uses a lot if you ever read about her stuff. She talks about going lower. And the other day, the Lord was just speaking that to me again, Chuck, if you want to go farther, you got to go deeper. You got to go deeper into my presence. You got to live in an accelerated intimacy. Because that's when you get in over your head. And then he said, but you know, every time you went deeper, you're also going lower. And he just kind of added to that thing that he had spoken to me. He said, if you want to go farther, you're going to have to go deeper. But if you want to go deeper, you're going to have to be willing to go lower. And that's when he spoke. He said, Chuck, humility, surrender, and obedience are going to have to be your companions if you really want to go farther. Because that's the only way you can go deeper, is by going lower. It is a glorious diving in, but it is also glorious and in some ways to our flesh, painful dying off of stuff. One of the scriptures I've been contemplating so much recently, I mentioned this recently, is that place from John 15 that talks about abiding, this whole amazing scripture about just going deeper, staying in that place. Jesus said, just as the Father loved me, I've also loved you. Abide in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And just to say this again, because there are new faces, Jesus wasn't saying, I got the Father to start loving me by keeping his commandments. The Father's loved Jesus from eternity past. There's nothing Jesus could ever do to make the Father not love him. But there's a difference between being loved and marinating experientially, consciously in love. And Jesus, as the Son of Man, said, if you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Elevated obedience is going to result in the cross. It's the only way to get there. You're never going to go up until you go down first. As I've said to you before, the Christian life's a down and up life, not an up and down one. So many Christians live up and down because they don't know how to go down then up. Resurrection always happens as a result of crucifixion. And sometimes it's very painful, isn't it? But if you really want to go farther, if you really want to experience living in the river where you carry and release the anointing, that on both every side of your life, there's continual fruitfulness, harvest is happening, power is being released, you got to go deeper. But going deeper means you got to go lower. No other way. No other way. There are just some, as you go deeper and you go lower, there's just some stuff you can't take with you that you still kept with you in ankle-deep water and in knee-deep water and waist-deep water. Everything has to go. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.